MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 27, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, mid to upper 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:57 p.m. Former Salem Mayor and now Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll can add another title to her political career, Acting Governor. With Governor Maura Healey on a trip to Ireland this week, now Acting Governor Kim Driscoll has event stops in Cambridge, Boston, and Springfield today. This year's Beverly Farms 4th of July Parade has removed the title Horrible's name from the title of the parade. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that in the past, some of the floats in the parade were marked with controversy as they were called racist and hateful. Yesterday, a daily ferry started service between Lynn and Boston. Lynn's Central Square MBTA commuter rail station remains closed indefinitely for repairs. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
So, as we speak, the train is not stopping at Central Square. There is work happening to stand up a temporary platform that will allow the train to stop at Central Square. We're really hoping that can be accelerated as fast as possible, potentially even by within the next year, and that's top priority. Just as important is a long-term plan for that station, and that is up in the air. We've really been working with the T to try to get a commitment to a plan that works for our vision of the downtown, that supports transit-oriented development, linking the new station with the garage project, which is slated to be deconstructed, and having something that's fitting for our city to deliver on our transit needs and our development aspirations.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The Swampscott Select Board has voted down the Retirement Board's proposal to provide a 2% cost of living increase to retirees of the town, out of concerns that the increase would place a financial burden on the town. The Daily Item reports that the proposal would have been added to the 3% given to retirees for fiscal year 2023. The town of Wenham is holding an election today. The town election will expand the Board of Selectmen from 3 members to 5 members. And the Massachusetts budget for fiscal year 2024 has not been completed, but the legislature has passed a 1/12 budget, as Massachusetts Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr explains.
The negotiators on the conference committee between the House and the Senate are still working on a final version of the budget that will need to come back to the House and Senate as a conference committee report. But until that happens, it's important that we recognize that state government needs to continue operating. And our fiscal year begins on July 1st, and we need to have continuity. So the tool that we use for that, and I think this is very significant, is to pass an interim budget. It's sometimes called a 1/12 budget if it's covering 1 month, or sometimes it's even a 1/52 budget if it's covering 1 week. In this case, we did a 1/12 budget here in the legislature today. The House and the Senate both have passed it this morning, and it's back on its way to the desk of Governor Baker, or in this case, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll, who is acting governor while Governor Healey is away in Ireland on a trade mission. But, Rick, the significance of this is we don't allow ourselves to get to the point where there's a threat that state government won't be able to operate and people won't be able to get the benefits that they usually get from state government, or that we won't be able to support municipalities with the dollars that we provide them in support. We don't do that in Massachusetts. We pass a 1/12 budget and we say, look, if we don't get the budget done by July 1st, nothing will stop. We will have that degree of continuity. And I actually have a copy of it right here. And it's if you can see, the top number is very, very large, Rick. It's about $6.6 billion. But what's significant about this is that the language in this bill, and it's a very short bill, it's actually only 2 pages long, and it was filed by the governor on June 20th in anticipation of us needing to have this tool in place. And just a few days later, the legislature has adopted it, and now it goes back for final approval. But the significance of this is that it's only a contingency plan. So there's language in the budget that says, if we pass the General Appropriations Act, the main budget for the next fiscal year, this becomes moot. But if we don't, its provisions are operational until we pass the budget for the coming fiscal year. And I just think this is one of those aspects of government that doesn't get a lot of recognition, but that's because we don't reach a crisis, and we intentionally don't reach a crisis. And so I think it's important to bring a little bit of attention to it, and that's why I wanted to discuss it with you here this morning.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox were off yesterday. They'll open up a series tonight at Fenway Park against Miami. Aganis Games, it's soccer tonight at Manning Field. The boys at 5:30, the girls at 7. Wednesday, tomorrow night, it's the All-Star football game at Manning Field with kickoff at 6. What are the players doing to prepare for tomorrow's game? This is South Coach Lou Ciccatelli, head coach at Revere High School.
Yeah, it's a short week. I mean, you're looking at maybe 8-9 days before the game on Wednesday. And the biggest thing is, you know, trying to get everybody there at the same time. And it's tough. You know, some kids work, so they have different schedules. But we've been fortunate. We've got around 32 kids on the roster, and I've had about 27, 28 every night. So, you know, those numbers, you know, you can work with those. In the big part with the All-Star games, it's always easier to just do an offense and a defense. And if you can do that, you can get a lot more practice time in. You can do a lot more things, you know, in that short period of time. And, you know, we're making it work. The kids have a great attitude. They're showing up on time. We're getting them out of there on time. And, you know, we're just trying to make it a fun environment, but a serious environment, because I tell them, too, you know, the biggest thing I get concerned about in these games is injuries because of the layoff and because some kids are somewhat out of shape, but, you know, I should say not in football shape. So that's a little worrisome. So we did a lot of tackling drills, a lot of form stuff, a lot of tackling drills. And, you know, we did a regular practices like I always would at Revere. And I think we're going to be okay. I'm happy for what I see, and I think they'll be ready.
North coach and Salem High head coach Matt Bouchard on their preparations for the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, there are a couple components there, right? A lot of these guys haven't had really football-type contact, obviously, for quite some time. So there's a piece there where we need to kind of get them conditioning for contact. But in the same respects, we have limited time to get, you know, a team ready to go play a game. So, you know, we had basically a 6-day game plan, you know, to work through, you know, everything we need to install from offense, defense, and special teams. And the kids were super responsive. You know, obviously we're dealing with talented kids, but I think their football IQ allowed us to really kind of just continue to move through our installs pretty quickly. So we're excited to kind of put some of this together on Wednesday and put on a show for all the fans.
Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. The Aganis football game again kicks off Wednesday night, 6 p.m. at Manning Field in Lynn. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.